CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. On the campaign trail, the candidates are in key states tackling key issues. Kamala Harris is campaigning in Pennsylvania and was asked by reporters if she believes Donald Trump should have a cognitive test.
Donald Trump is increasingly unstable, and as has been said by the people who have worked closely with him even when he was president, he's unfit to be president of the United States.
Harris will be joined today by Republicans backing her candidacy. Donald Trump in Florida will be appealing to Latino voters at an all-female Fox town hall. He called himself the father of IVF.
We really are the party for IVF. We want fertilization, and it's all the way.
He announced in August that in a second term, he would ensure free IVF, but that provoked a backlash from more conservative Republicans. After pressure from the White House, Israel said today it has allowed more aid trucks into Gaza. Israel's UN ambassador at a Security Council meeting today.
The problem in Gaza is not lack of aid. The problem is Hamas, which hijacks the aid, stealing, storing, and selling it to feed their terror machine while civilians suffer.
A former elected official in Las Vegas has been sentenced to 28 years in prison for the killing of a journalist. Christopher Cruz has that.
Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Jeff Gurman was stabbed to death in September 2022. Robert Tellis denied killing the 69-year-old Gurman, but his DNA was found under Gurman's fingernails, and other strong evidence of his guilt was presented at trial. Tellis spoke at his sentencing hearing.
And I understand the desire to seek justice and have somebody accountable for this. I did not kill Mr. Gurman.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Natalie Morales reports there's a new push from the relatives of Eric and Lyle Menendez to change the verdict in their murder trial back in the 90s. They've been in prison for 34 years for the killings of their parents.
Their expected message that the brothers were repeatedly sexually and physically abused, and that's why they killed their parents.
President Biden is delivering the eulogy today at Ethel Kennedy's funeral. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama are also attending. Joe Kennedy III.
Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President, we are grateful that you are here to honor your friend. I can say without question that you were her favorite.
The widow of Robert F. Kennedy died last week at the age of 96. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine City Council got back to work and unanimously appointed a new 14th District Alder last night. Marlo Harmon will fill the seat until April. A Racine man will spend 8 years in prison for a fatal hit and run in December of 2022. The judge also ordered 7 years of extended supervision following Sean Shelton's prison term. A 19-year-old Racine native attending Kent State University died after falling from an apartment building roof. Police suspect alcohol may have been a factor in Jaden Breisky's death. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has renamed a section of a highway to honor John Hewitt. Highway 311, a.k.a. Hewitt Memorial Drive, pays tribute to the village trustee that passed recently after nearly 20 years of service. 311 is just east of the interstate between Braun and KR. Racine County is hosting a dinner event at Infocino's Banquet Hall tomorrow night. It's meant as a means to provide information about foster care. And U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is campaigning in Oak Creek today. He'll be joined by current U.S. Senators John Barrasso and John Kennedy. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so So we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday. Kickoff at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We're warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky, tonight lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
News and timeless hits from the Dave Clark Five and Because on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Kind of tragic, actually. It was this week, 21 years ago, that Mike Smith, the former lead singer of the Dave Clark Five, suffered a fall in his home in Spain that left him paralyzed from the waist down. Now, Elvis Presley on WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. What you doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if a
Clark.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Just the two of us and nobody else.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with my friend Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
So you have pets. You have both dogs and cats?
Yes, and okay. A cat, actually, that thinks he's a dog.
Okay, briefly explain.
Well, Darren is our cat. We've had him for 8 years, and we got him as a puppy.
Or maybe it's just the owner who thinks he's a dog.
Well, he thinks he's a dog because he just rules the roost and plays with Greta the dog a lot, you know, just in different ways. We're like, come on, you're a cat, and but he's mama's kitty.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because I saw this on social media recently. It said, if you could have $1 million or your pet, which would you take?
Here's what I would do.
Okay.
I would take $1 million, the $1 million, I should say. Mm-hmm. I would, if I had any animals when I received this money, and then I would get a pet after.
Well, you'd have to give up the current pets that you love, though.
What happens if, like, they're not around when I won this money?
No, I think this is for pet owners. This is for people who currently have pets.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm just like, if the kitty and the dog went to live with my mom, let's say.
No, that's cheating. That's cheating. Here's what it said. 90% of women said there's no way they would trade in their pet for $1 million. But just 60% of men said the same thing.
Well, you know, women seem to have that nurturing, quality to them.
Yeah,
I'll take the cash. I honestly think I would take the cash too. Sorry, Greta and Darren, but I would too. I would take the cash.
All right, that's my friend Robin, soon to be rich. I'm Kurt Vollman.
You mean I'm changing my name?
Yeah, right. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy a $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News, timeless hints, WRJN. Did you cover your plants before last night? It's going to be chilly tonight, too, with a low of about 37. Tomorrow morning, areas of frost before 7 a.m., otherwise sunny and a high of 63.
my. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was a return to business last night in Racine. Alders opposed that the way city business was being conducted have ended their impasse. One of those boycotting was Sandy Widener. She and the other five alders got back to work following the passage of new agenda-setting ordinances. The changes, however, won't take effect right away, which Widener says will impact her ideas in the short term.
So, for example, I have two ordinances that I'm ready to submit. I am not going to submit those for 60 days, because if I would submit them now, I would be submitting them to the clerk and to the mayor, and the mayor could decide if this legislative body would even be able to discuss the two ordinances that I'm proposing.
Mayor Corey Mason wasn't at the meeting last night. Because the mayor wasn't there, it was City Council President Terry McCarthy bringing on a new member.
Congratulations, Alderman Harmon, and welcome aboard. So what this does mean is we're going to do roll call votes the rest of the night at this point, because Alder Harmon is not yet in the system, so there will be manual roll calls tonight.
As City Council business resumed, a unanimous vote was taken appointing Marlo Harmon to fill the 14th Aldermanic District. She'll serve until April. 8 years in prison is the sentence for a Racine man convicted in a fatal hit-and-run nearly 2 years ago. Sean Shelton was charged in the death of 69-year-old Anthony Morales. The incident occurred in December of 2022 when Morales was hit trying to cross Erie. An upcoming event in Racine County seeks to address the need for more foster homes in the area. The county is hosting a dinner at Infocino's Banquet Hall tomorrow starting at 6. The gathering will provide information about fostering to potential caregivers and supporters. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We're warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky, tonight lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
PR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, are you going to dress your pet up for Halloween this year? Walmart is out with its annual list of the most popular pet Halloween costumes. Cow is the most popular pet costume for 2024. A distant second is cowboy, followed by pig.
By the courthouse.
news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Hurt me.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information for you to share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is ravens know when someone is spying on them. Yikes. And I don't think they mean the football team. I think they mean the bird.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President and Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Back of my
my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
For 97 years, WRJN has been providing local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble,